Shut up and sit down.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back once again to Vicious Rants. And of course, I am your host, Mr. Main Event himself, the often imitated, never duplicated superstar Tim Vicious. And good God almighty, folks, WrestleMania has come and gone. I hope you all enjoyed this weekend. I know I sure as hell did. Wow. That's honestly the best way I could describe it is wow. You know, I've said before 100 times, WrestleMania 19 is hands down my favorite. But this year, WrestleMania 40, oh my God. It is just, oh. There was just so much from start to freaking finish. I don't know. Man, talk to me in about 3 weeks and ask me again if I feel like this could go up there as saying it's my all-time favorite. And I will be able to give you a far better honest answer. But maybe I'm just riding on emotion still. But wow. Just wow. It was so beautiful. From start to finish. The entire weekend. So we're going to talk about WrestleMania itself. Night one, starting off in God's country, if you will, in my beloved hometown of Philadelphia, by God, Pennsylvania. And we start out with the man, Becky Lynch, going against Rhea Ripley. And man, Rhea had hands down one of the coolest entrances ever, because she got motionless in white to play her down to the ring. And okay, to have a band play you down to the ring is one thing, but to have one of your favorite bands, or not one of, your absolute favorite band, play you down to a ring for a wrestling match at the biggest night of the year in pro wrestling. Yeah, that's kind of a big deal. So yeah, that was way cool. I thought that was great on that part. A lot of good, solid, hard-hitting. It was really solid, hard-hitting at the start. Really evenly matched. Becky, she was doing what she can to work on Rhea's arm. Rhea, she was leading the pace during the whole match. It was just really good, really great way to start the show, I thought. Rhea got the win by doing a riptide into a turnbuckle, and then doing the riptide again onto, then doing a riptide again like normal, getting the 1, 2, 3. And I gotta say, Rhea Ripley, she's in a small little group, if you will, because not many wrestlers who have had bands or musicians play them to a ring have ever won. The one that comes closest to mind is Triple H with Motorhead for the 1 year at WrestleMania, but that honestly, outside of that, I can't think of any others when a wrestler has had a band play them to the ring and win, you know. But next up, we had the six-pack ladder match, DIY going against Miz and R-Truth, going against Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, going against Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, going against The New Day, going against the defenders of the titles themselves, Finn Balor and Damian Priest, the Judgment Day. And whew, wow. Listen, I the best way to describe this match, it was a fucking car wreck. And I mean that in the nicest way possible. There was just so much going on, smashing, beating up, violence. And I mean that in the nicest ways, not in like a ECW or GCW or any kind of like, oh my God, kind of way. It was like, Not for what you would see on a WWE show? No, dude, this is pretty violent. Now, I will say, R-Truth, man, God bless R-Truth. He is such a fucking lighthearted sense of relief, comic relief for this match. Literally, sitting on the corner, getting a hot tag to come in. Now, at one point during the match, now I brought it up last week. Excuse me. I brought it up last week. Michael Cole specifically said both titles had to be taken, hinting that title separation again. Well, it did, because they announced on this Monday on Raw, starting the 22nd and 26th, they're going to be doing the WWE drafts again, I believe. I know it's after the third week of April, but they're going to be doing the drafts again, which means the titles have to be split. So, yeah, which makes sense for this match, you know. Now, Theory and Waller, they won the SmackDown titles, which are cool. Way cool. And after they won the titles, man, it was just everyone was going nonstop. And Miz and R-Truth, they got the win. Truth actually got the titles, so it was great seeing R-Truth get the win, because not just because of the fact R-Truth finally got a WrestleMania moment, but because of the fact R-Truth conquered his fear of heights, climbing up a ladder and winning those championships. Next up, we had tag action, Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio going against Rey Mysterio and Andrade, and good God Almighty. Excuse me. If you couldn't tell, my voice is a little from all the commotion and hooting and hollering over this past weekend. Now, really, guys, quick lucha pace. And when I say that, I'm not talking like something you would see in AAA or CMML. You know, I'm talking like what you would see as far as like a WWE style lucha. It was really good WWE style lucha pace. Rey, he was being the punching bag. Rey Mysterio, he was the punching bag. Andrade wound up getting a hot tag in. And the LW, and he started cleaning up house. And at one point, LWO started fighting with Legado on the outside. And then Joaquin Wilde actually asked Del Toro and Carlito, no, do it. And slingshot him off the ropes to make him go airborne into a big, high up into the air. Now, how the match came to end was fucking beautiful, because, and I had that, at one point the ref wasn't looking, Dom wound up going and trying to get a chair. These two big, mean, burly looking dudes wearing masks wound up stopping Dominic from getting a chair in there and using it. And the whole time, Michael Cole and Corey Graves are like, who are these big guys? Who are these goofs? Pat McAfee's like, I know who they are. Not sharing who it is. But lo and behold, it was Jason Kelce. It was Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson from the Philadelphia Eagles. And dude, my brother, who has been out of wrestling for many, many years, sent me a text message, I don't know, where like, dude, what the fuck? Jason Kelce was at WrestleMania? I'm like, oh yeah. Yeah, it happened. And it was again, this is what I love about pro wrestling. It's fucking unpredictable in that sense. And it's just so beautiful because of that. But yeah, Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson, they wound up they stopped Dom from using a chair, which then made Rey give Rey a chance to go and boom, pop a 619 on him, and then do the big splash onto Santos get the 1, 2, 3. That is it. Now on Monday, Dom was upset over it, wound up talking to Pierce, so it wasn't the Raw after Mania, but it's going to be the Raw as of next week in Montreal. We're going to see Dominik versus Andrade. Next up, we got Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso, brother versus brother, and wow, I like this. Now, I thought this was really great because this brought back a lot of memories because, much like I said on how my brother messaged me about with the Eagles, me and my brother have also been at each other's throats more times than not. What do you expect? Two brothers growing up in Philadelphia, right? City of brotherly love. Right up until we break each other, right up until one of us gives a black eye and the other breaks their nose. And then we still love each other. Just then we got bruises on to prove it. But either way, I love this match. I thought it was good. I was not disappointed with this match. Jey wound up going to do an attack before the bell. Jimmy, he was leading at the start with Jey starting to lead. More so, With Jey starting to lead, and then once Jey starts picking up the pace and starting to lead, at one point Jimmy, he's like, faking an apology, like, dude, no, stop, let's stop, please, no more, come on, man, please, no more, like that, and Jey just looking like, begrudgingly goes to help him, only boom to get stabbed in the back and to have Jimmy go and reassert control, and it was beautiful. I thought it was great storytelling, and for those that have had siblings fight, that have been in that situation where siblings fight each other tooth and nail, you guys understand that as much as I do. Jey got the win by pulling out a spear out of nowhere and then doing the Uso splash. 1, 2, 3. So yeah. Next up, we got women's 3-on-3 action. Easy there, boys. It's not that kind of action. This is WrestleMania, not Brazzers. Damage control. Kairi Sane, Dakota Kai. Whew, speed. Dakota Kai's outfit and Asuka needed the heart pills going against Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade. By God, Cargill, and whew, man, this nice, good start. Naomi, she was the punching bag for a bit, and then Bianca, she got the first hot tag in, cleaned up house, and you know, I knew right from the start, the second they on how it was laid out, and I'm not trying to sound like a I knew this all along kind of way, but I mean, like, you could tell by the way it was set up at the start. Not Jay's gonna wind up doing cleaning up house at the end. She's making her debut. Of course, they're gonna save her for last to get the biggest reaction. It makes sense, but yeah. Then Jade eventually got the hot tag in at one point, cleaned up house, and then wound up getting the win by doing Jada to Dakota Kai, 1, 2, 3. Next up, we had Sami Zayn going against Gunther, and before the match, you saw Sami with his wife and his son in the back, Sami looking at it, telling his son, hey, you can watch the match. Telling his wife, why don't you let him watch it back here? I don't want him out front, out there seeing us. You sure you're okay? Yeah. All right, buddy. You can still see daddy's match. You see it on the TV back here. All right, I gotta go. All right, thanks. And then you see Sammy come out, and man, being a South Philly boy, I got major Rocky vibes off of this. and I absolutely loved it. Sammy versus Gunther, it was, man, really, Gunther, he was leading, and I say this every time we do a Gunther, talk about a Gunther match, but every time he laid in one of those chops, oh, I feel it in my soul. Ow! That hurts. It hurt. Yeah. But Sammy just straight up refused to die. That's the best way I could put it. It was like Sammy refused to die. And every time Gunther thought he took up, had him down, was like, alright, this is it. Come on. One, two, kick out. Oh, now you're just going to make me have to hurt you some more? Okay. And it just kept going like that to the point he was like, And then he got outside taunting Sammy's wife, like, you know, the more he keeps kicking out, the more I'm going to have to hurt him. You need to tell him to stop before I kill him. That kind of teasing and taunting. Doom. But Sammy winds up eventually getting a second win. Gets the win doing a brain buster! And then hitting the Huluva kick. One, two, three. Your winner and new Intercontinental Champion, Sami Zayn, ending Gunther's 666 day title reign as Intercontinental Champion. And good God Almighty, it was so beautiful. So, you know, I said this before, once Gunther's record started growing and growing, whoever beats him is going to be a made guy. Sammy is a fucking made guy. You don't believe me? I want you to think about not just the build-up for the match, but this match itself, and then look at everything Gunther did leading up to this. And tell me, I want to see proof of you showing me he's not a made guy then. Now, on the Raw after Mania, Sammy wound up having a tag match with Gable against Giovanni Vinci and Ludwig Kaiser. After the match, Sammy said to Gable, listen, I know what it is you want, man, for all the hard work you helped me with. I want to pay you back. So next week in my hometown, Montreal, I want to give you a shot at the Intercontinental title. So we got that. So now we come to main event of night one. Cody Rhodes and Seth Elizabeth Rollins, because his middle name is not frickin' damn it, going against the final boss, The Rock. And wow, you want to talk about a hell of an entrance The Rock had. Rock had a hell of an entrance. The Rock and Roman Reigns. I had a nice start with solid, nice little solid methodical kind of pace. Seth wound up working as the punching bag for a bit. Cody getting a hot tag. Now the match really started to pick up right around the second to last act of the match, where it was like, where at one point the ref, he was doing counting, and The Rock said, don't you dare, you do not fucking count this. You count, you're fired. You hear me? I'm not having this shit. And The Rock real, man, The Rock really dug into this character, being the final boss, chairman of the board on TKO. He full on went immersive. He went full blown native on this. It was just so great. And I loved it. The match came to an end when Cody, he went to go end it. And then The Rock, he wound up whipping him with the belt. Rock whipped him with that weightlifting belt. And then Roman wound up hitting a spear and then tagged in Rock. Rock then went and did the people's elbow. Boom. One, two, three. And you want to talk about what the kids say nowadays, cinema. Man, after that, the camera guys, say what you want about WWE, man, but they are smart when it comes to their production work. Because they got the camera guys at the right shot, at the right angle, at the right time. Cody sitting in the middle of the ring, beaten and disgruntled looking, much like last year at 39. Sitting there with the same look and expression on his face, all while Roman and Rock are in the distance, blazing off into the sunset, smiling and gloating, Roman holding the championship up high, proud, I won. Man, you just signed your own death wish for night two. So now we get into night two. Before we do, I want to apologize because I know we're going a little longer than expected on Vicious Rants. However, always expect that for the new listeners, expect this when we go over WrestleMania and or pay-per-views that may exceed 3 hours. So with that said, night two, it starts out with Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins. First things first, I gotta talk about Seth's entrance. Good God! Oh man, this, oh, as a Philly kid, this hit me. This fucking hit me right in the feels. Seth coming out with Mummers with a string band playing them down to the ring. And I know a lot of people did not get that reference, and dude, that's all well and good. But trust me, if you're from Philadelphia and you watched it, you got it. And it was just like, that is so fucking... I can't speak for anyone else, but I looked at it and I was like, that is so fucking cool. And it was. I loved it. And Drew, man, I'll give it to you. Drew, he went at... Wow. Drew went to end it right at the start, you know, the very second, like, ding, before you could even hear the second and third bell ring for the ding, 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 it was ding, boom, he popped the claymore, and then ding, ding, Seth kicked out right away, and then Drew just went ballistic, going at Seth nonstop, full throttle, and at one point, Drew, going over to the corner on the outside of the ring, over where the fans are, where his very, very lovely wife was, grabbed his phone, tweeting, at work, bored, LOL, and then went back to the match. And all this is while CM Punk is on commentary. And now, there was a point where Seth looked like he legitimately hurt his knee during the match. I'm not sure if he really did or not, because you could see Drew targeting it and working on it during the match, which normally that kind of tells me, okay, maybe not. But there's nothing saying Seth may have just not told him. But either way, damn good match. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Match came to an end, fought on the outside, and then it was a fight, they fought on the outside, and then went back in the ring, and Drew hit Seth with not one, but two claymores for the 1, 2, 3. And then as Drew is in there, you see Seth roll out the ring, lip quivering, looking like he's about to cry. You fucking earned this. You earned this. And then walked away. And then as Drew then goes over, gloats at CM Punk. I got this. I won. I beat Seth. I'm the new World Heavyweight Champion. And as he's on top of the commentating table, holding the title loud and proud, all that jazz. Then CM Punk just grabs Drew's boot, yanks it out under him, makes him fall flat on his face, takes the brace off of his arm where he tore his tricep, puts it on his good arm, clocks him with it with a clothesline, and then next thing you know, you see Damian Priest jet down, cash in his money in the bank on Drew, so your winner and new World Heavyweight Champion, Drew McIntyre, not Damian Priest. So Drew now is in the record book for shortest title reign for World Heavyweight Champion at 5 minutes. And Damian Priest is the new world champion. And there was a fatal four-way to determine who's going to be Damian Priest's new number one contender. And that was main event Jey Uso. Yee! So next up we had a six-man Philadelphia street fight with Snoop Dogg on commentary, which, good God, that was hilarious. Excuse me, because here's Snoop talking about, you know, he's got access to the green room, and if you know what the green room is all about, yeah. Snoopy, I'm pretty sure Snoopy was in the green room before he went and did commentary, but man, a lot of good action with this. This just straight up beat down on air. It was straight up beat down on it. I absolutely loved it. You know, I don't know how else to describe it. I loved it. Now, they also did have Bubba Ray Dudley as a special guest referee for the match, which I don't understand on, especially since there was no build-up for it up to it. I know a lot of people were making comments like, oh, his podcast must not be that doing that good because he's got to be doing jobs in WWE like this, blah, blah, blah. All right, listen. I may not be the biggest fan of Busted Open Radio, and I may not be the biggest fan of the comments Bubba Ray Dudley says, but if I could have a fraction of those analytics, of those views, of those downloads, man, I'd love that. I'm just saying. But it was a great match. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Match came to an end when Bobby wound up spearing Karrion Kross, and then they propped Kross up for Montez Ford to do the Wazza. Did the Wazza up, Then did the frog splash off the table. Easy for me to say. So, yeah. Next up, we had L.A. Knight. Yeah, dummy. Yeah, let me talk to you. Going against Uncle Allen, AJ Styles. AJ coming out with new music. Also, AJ, he ran down at the start real fast and physical. A lot of good back and forth. You know, on the first half, Knight leading the first half and AJ leading the second, it was a damn good match. I thought this was a good grudge match. I'm calling it now. I see a rematch for this coming up at Backlash in France. You know? Now, match came to an end. They were doing a hell of a sequence. Both guys trying to get a shot in on each other with their moves. AJ, he goes up for the phenomenal forearm. Knight stops him and counters him and then hits a BFT, the blunt force trauma, for the 1, 2, 3. Yeah, dummy, yeah. So, and that is not an insult. That is just a fact of life. Yeah. So, next up, we got a triple threat for the coveted United States Championship. The walking douche nozzle himself, Logan Paul, coming out with one of those giant mammoth pickup trucks with a giant prime cannon on it. I mean, sure, it's big enough. You think he's compensating for something? Personally, I think he's trying to hide the fact that he's got a really tiny little... Well, let's not get into details here. Let's just stick to wrestling. This isn't that kind of a show. Going against Kevin Owens, who came out with a golf cart. And then Randy Orton, which Owens backed the golf cart all the way back up to the front of the entranceway for Randy to ride on. And he was like, come on, come on, ride on, ride on. And you could see as Owens is driving the golf cart, you could see Randy leaning up, slow down, because he's gunning it. And this was really cool. This was a good match. It had Randy and Owens, Randy and Kevin, tag teaming, so to say, on Logan Paul, looking like, yeah, you know what, let's just beat the piss out of him, and then we'll take care of each other. Loser buys the first round. Kind of look on their faces. They go to beat, they're taking turns beating the shit out of Logan Paul. And then Randy goes to try for an RKO on Kevin. And then Kevin pulls him back and he just has this look like, really? We're doing this now? All right. And then they start going at each other. And then it goes into your normal kind of triple threat flow where, you know, one and one, and then this guy and this guy, and then some double teaming. And then at one point, Logan Paul, who had a Prime Bottle mascot just like last year, come out, try and run interference on Randy. It wasn't his KSI buddy. It was some YouTube dude, ISO Sheep something, or whatever it was, I don't know. But some dude, he was really loud and was doing a lot of barking. Some douche nozzle. But pushed Randy, started getting in his face, yelling real loud, and just see Randy like, okay, we're gonna do this. And then boom, knocked him down. And motherfucker slid. I mean, he slid like you thought he was on a slip and slide. Yanked the Prime costume off him. Randy then took him on top of the table, barked at him, and then popped him with an RKO. Logan Paul wound up getting the win because Randy did an RKO onto Kevin Owens, and then Logan tosses Randy out, knocks out Randy, I should say, and then goes up, does a frog splash onto Kevin for the 1-2-3. So now we come to Bayley. We get Bayley coming out as an Egyptian goddess, which can't really argue too much on that, against Io Sky, and whew, good God Almighty. This, oh my God, really great solid back and forth at the start with Io leading. At one point, looking like she wound up getting an injury, tweaking her knee, selling it the entire time, you know. Anytime if she was trying to go for a rose plant, it was just boom, like that kind of a look on her face, like she wanted to go and scream but couldn't. But excuse me. Yeah, it was just beautiful, just as the kids say nowadays, chef's kiss. Beautiful. It was just beautiful. Bayley wound up getting a win by doing the Hail to the Queen elbow drop, shades of the Macho Man. Uh-huh, dig it! And then doing the rose plant for the 1-2-3. So your winner and new WWE Women's Champion, Bayley. And this is now her first big WrestleMania win for her. So golf clap, golf clap. So now we come to main event of the night. The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, going against the Tribal Chief, the reigning, defending, undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion, Roman Reigns. Who has been number four in longest reigning title, for longest title reigns in WWE history. Coming with only Bruno Sammartino, Bob Backlund, and Hulk Hogan being in front of him. And as far as this match went, man, you can feel the tension. I'm not kidding. You could feel the tension at the start of this. Like, everyone was just like, oh yeah, this is what we came here for. So it was just really nice, good pace at the start. Really loved it. They wound up actually fighting through the crowd at one point and then working their way back. And now this was contested under Bloodline rules, which, and I had a very lovely chat with buddies of mine, the Talks with Dorks podcast. Make sure you check them out. We were talking about this vaguely, you know, with the no DQ matches, instead of rushing in right away for the weapons, they played it smart, like, instead of going right for the weapons right away, nah, they built up the fans' anticipation for it. Like, yeah, Cody knocked down Roman and then went to go and reach for a table, but then Roman stopped him, put it back, like, nah, 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 nah. We're gonna do this my way, at my pace, my time. That's the, just like what I was saying, but it led in a different direction, in a different kind of way. And Roman, he was leading the pace, but again, Cody, just like Sami Zayn, had that will not die attitude and just aura on him the whole time. And every time Cody was starting to build up some momentum, starting to get better, just as he was about to end it, boom! Jimmy Uso comes out of nowhere, stops him. Jimmy then starts to go get the Tribal Chief so that way he could go and get himself ready and go call this a night, get on the jet and go home, have some fun. Next thing you know, Jey Uso comes out. Jey and Jimmy, they start fighting on the entryway, go and fall off the entryway, hit a crash pad table underneath, and woof, that takes care of that. That takes care of Jimmy Uso from the Bloodline. Then we see Cody fighting back tooth and nail, clawing back up again, just as it looks like he's about to win. Solo Sikoa out of nowhere, boom, with that Samoan spike right into the throat. And then getting the Tribal Chief up. Get up! Get up! This is yours! This is all yours! Gets him up, and then they go and do the spike and spear combo. Cody still will not die. And then, out of nowhere, what do you hear? John Cena makes a run down to go take care of Solo, puts him through a table, and then, ah. So now we have Jey Uso. We now have Solo Sikoa. We have the Enforcer and Jimmy. Yeah. And Jimmy Uso out of the equation. Just as Cody's about to go and get a win. Just as it looks like he's about to. If you smell! Rock comes down and you just see Cena stop dead in his tracks. Hat off, shirt off. Goes, sees the Rock, stares at him. And then they have that epic stare down. Almost kind of like something that you see in a movie, like they're both looking around like, so we're really doing this? You're really doing this? And then they start going at each other. And then Rock takes out Cena. And then just as Rock takes out Cena, you hear Sierra Hotel India Echo Lima Delta Shield. You hear the Shield music. And then Rock just looking, where is it? Where is this motherfucker? I'm gonna beat the piss out of this sumbitch. Where the fuck is he? Looking over off to the side where the shield normally comes out, and all you see is Roman running like a rampaging animal. Superman punched to Seth in Shield gear behind Rock with the chair, and then goes, grabs a chair. Looks like he's gonna go take out Cody. Nana. Wham! Takes the chair at Seth. beats the hell out of Seth with it. Then that's when Cody, he starts trying to get the fight back in. I'm again, going. And then Rock just stopping him. And then Rock looks like he's about to end it for him. And then you want to see 70,000 people stop dead in their tracks. Gung. Gung. Undertaker's music. The lights go out. Lights come back on. Rock. Not doing that, freaking out. Where is he? Where is he? He's just in. Where the hell is he? I ain't scared of this dead son of a bitch. Where the fuck is he? I ain't in the mood for this shit. Taker right behind him. Turns around. Just like, whoa. Taker gets him by the throat. Choke slams him straight on down. Lights go back. Lights go off again. They come back on. Taker's gone. Cody then gets up. With everything he's got, hits not one, not two, but three crossroads for the 1, 2, 3. Your winner and new undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Champion, Cody Rhodes. That story has ended and a whole new story begins. Right after that, big celebration, all the faces, everyone that has fought against Roman since day one of his title reign have come out to celebrate with him. Cody, in a very touching, heartfelt way, presents the title to his mother to show her. I couldn't give this to Dad, but I'm giving it to you. Then Cody gets on the mic. Hey, listen, I know I'm probably gonna get in trouble for this, but two guys in the back that I couldn't have done this if it wasn't for them. Bruce Pritchard and Triple H. Guys, you need to come out here and celebrate this also. I need thank yous. So we see Bruce Pritchard hug and congratulate Cody. Then you see Triple H give him a handshake, hug him. And then you see Cody celebrating with everyone, going around, hugging everyone. Sees Nick Khan, who's also ringside with his kids, hugs and thanks him. They go to the back. Next night on Raw, you see Cody showing all sorts of thanks and appreciation towards not just Triple H, but to everyone that's supported him from the start, because he went from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable to now undisputed WWE champion. And then we see The Rock come out and he just looks at him and is like, oh, I'm a man of peace right now. Nope, not looking for anything. Not looking for any problems. I just want you to know, I'm going to be going away. But the next time I come back, doesn't matter if you're champ or not, I'm coming for you. So, I don't know when that's going to be, but I'm just, that's a hell of a thing to come back to at some point down the road. But, where that leads us with Roman and the Bloodline, we got to wait until Thursday, or not Thursday, on Friday at SmackDown to see. But man, this... Oh, wow. This was a hell of a WrestleMania. Like I said, ask me in about 5 days to this time next week, maybe, and I can give you a whole different, and I'll tell you if this definitely goes up there as favorite WrestleMania, if not up there with 19. But, folks, if you're watching this on YouTube, please remember to subscribe to the channel, like the video. Watch some of the other ones. If you're listening to this on Spotify, we are exclusive to Spotify now. Follow the page. Follow the channel. Leave us a 5-star review. Leave any and all questions, concerns, comments to help improve the show. I cannot get better without your feedback and input. I do appreciate it. We have a new episode of Vicious Chats coming up soon. Stay tuned to the RSS feed as well as the YouTube page. Look for me on Thank You To Contributor to the Show, LFC Lingerie Fighting Championship. There are a little bit of wrestling, a little bit of MMA, a whole lot of attractive women wearing a little bit of nothing. Also, Thank You To. Also, folks, make sure you check out What a Maneuver on that. Some Vicious Rants apparel. You see I'm wearing a Vicious Rants tank. We got tanks, tees, women's tees, baby onesies, and topper tees, as well as long sleeves. Folks, thank you everyone that takes the time to watch and listen to this show. Check out these cool ass cats on the Twitter, DSV_IV, MainEvent_net, the Main Event Wrestling Network Twitter account, Sergeant Gary Pants, 3 Count Thursday, D Dryer 1986. Look for me on the Twitter at 9th, at Tim Vicious. And folks, like I always tell ya, if you love me great and you hate me, fuck yourself.